Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to my friends in Region 17 fighting the eternal time war against the drifters of Quadrant 5. Good morning to the Martians eating their Martian gruel. They have red stool. Those Martian sewers, they get plugged up with that Martian gruel. Made of honey butt whisket, made of Burger Time Burgundy. Because it is Tuesday, March the 18th, which means the day after St. Patty's Day. No, actually, March the 18th. It is March the 18th, Tuesday. 5:30 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula, the day after St. Patrick's. Did you go out and drink some green beer? Did you hang out till 3 and talk to your Celtic friends about how the end is near? Did you muddle over your maudlin thought process as you doused your soul with whiskey and regret? Did you break bread with the devil so that Dionysus could bring you your forever forgiven forgetfulness? That whiskey drink, that martini, that tequila with that girl named Sheila, because it's the day after and now comes payday. For all your partying and all your hardying and all your harlotry, today you pay the price, buddy. And it's over for you because it's the day after St. Paddy's Day. If you listen to my podcast, you know I've been in a weird place the last few weeks. And I'm not surprised. Because this is one of those situations where a sane person would probably step back and be quiet for a while. Like, from my perspective, it seems as if there was a window of time that all this bullshit would last, and it never seemed it could be more than 5 years. At first, I was kind of surprised they stretched it for 90 days. You know, the snow day, what a lot of you call the lockdowns, or the COVID. I call it the monkey herpes. Whatever you think it was, I'm fairly certain it was military, strategic, psychological warfare. And I'm also certain that the vaccine scare machine is about counteracting the effects of that PSYOP, which is another way of saying, if you're going to convince millions, if not billions of people that they're dying, which, by the way, isn't that hard to do these days, there is an inverse function to the placebo effect. But if you're going to convince billions of people they're sick from some monkey herpes, then you better counteract that with the fear of the hospital. Because if you go to the hospital, they're going to give you the vaccine. You can't get a transplant without the vaccine. And I don't want to go over this issue. It's a dead issue. We are in or at the end of that 5-year window. It's over. Blimpdoc is, for all intents and purposes, over. Whatever is coming next could be Grinken time. I kind of feel as if it's going to be, but it also could be something magical. You know, who knows? When we talked about that hang glider thought experiment in 2019, and I bring it up periodically for this reason, when we were talking about the great discontinuity, there's always some crazy likelihood that you end up on Reverse Vampire, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, everything's going to be okay island. There's always a likelihood. And whereas I see popping smoke, maybe in fact, the real fire is the change of history. And it's the burning emblem of liberty coming back to America. We're all going to be free again. We're all going to drive Mustangs and have girlfriends. We're going to go to discotheques and hang out with John Travolta. We're going to make America really great again. We're going to make America fascinate again. We will suspend the mind we will all go blind on the ultimate brilliant goldenness of the magical time to come. Because, hey, we were flying our hang glider, and we were lucky, and we landed on this island. And it's possible. It's possible that it's not smoke. It's also possible that he's literally Hitler. I don't think he is. I think a lot of the nonsense that is being advertised right now looks and smells like the nonsense from 2020, if you know. And whereas you see a bunch of people being deported to El Salvador, I see dancing nurses. We're not the same. So I can't really verify a lot of the garbage stories I'm seeing. All I can verify, for the most part, is what I see with my own eyes, what I experience, my own mental picture of the past and the present. I can't verify much of the bullshit you're going to see on the internet at this point. If I'm right about popping smoke, for example, the JFK files. Let's say the truth was released, and let's say the truth was the state of Israel was behind it, for example. That would be some pretty awful truth, because unlike the USS Liberty, that nobody knows about really, because you don't talk about that stuff in history, and if you do, you get fired. If they were behind that, that would be difficult to explain away. Like, I can imagine the mental gyrations of any cult, whether it's Scientology, Zionism, Marxism, to include fascism. I can understand the gyrations of cult members trying to explain away inconsistencies. So yeah, I could imagine a bunch of freaky cultists from Tel Aviv trying to explain it away. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that that was the truth and we found out today. You would look at that potentially as being a really good sign. I gotta be honest with you. Most of the mega people that I've known, and I don't hate mega people any more than I despise the other side of the coin. I think you're all being, you know, mutually kind of exploited and confused and, mind fucked. It's a mutual thing and you're all participating. So there's no real hatred or disgust there. What does Mega Man do if he finds this out? What happens next? Mega Man probably thinks it's a good sign. I'm going to tell you something. If we found out the truth about JFK, for example, and we found it out today, then either this is truly a remarkable point in American history when all of the sudden the Republic might come back to life, or we're really, really close to the end. And I'm sorry it's that binary, but I kind of think it is at that point. At this point, you don't really have a lot of options with this particular scenario. And also, when it comes to the it could be smoke, it doesn't mean the end of the world. But best case scenario, they've been managing worldwide economic collapse. Best case. And if you think it's linear and gradual because, you know, you've read some books about a long emergency and nobody explained to you that a lot of functions look gradual until they're not, so sorry. No, it's not going to be. It's going to be discontinuous. It's going to be non-linear, and some of the events that are going to occur are going to kill a lot of people. That's the best case scenario. The best case scenario is that in roughly 50 years, the population of this country is about 20 to 50 million people. And as far as the rest of the world goes, who knows, maybe 500 million? Maybe? Going down the mountain won't be the same as going up. It's a lesson we're all going to learn pretty soon, and that's the best case. If it's the worst case, then it's not really worth talking about either. That's kind of the reason why I had that gap. Because my stomach tells me what my stomach told me, and I know that sounds grotesque and really just animalistic, but my third eye tells me right now what it told me in 2019, that something really awful is about to happen, and it's going to be an order of magnitude worse than what happened before. What did I say in late 2019? Whatever's coming is going to be an order of magnitude, which means non-linear bigger than 9/11. Or frankly, the financial crisis. If you want to think of this in terms of stepping up, you know, E to the X, so to speak, where we're at this point is many times worse. It is at least logarithmically worse. And I think what's coming is going to be logarithmically worse than the quote-unquote COVID. In fact, I kind of think the COVID and the BLM Antifa and all the nonsense of the last 5 years has been on purpose. maybe even the atrocities in Gaza, although there is another explanation for that. And that is, roughly a couple years ago, our government told the Israeli government, based upon our information, that if there's work you need to get done, i.e., if you need to conduct ethnic cleansing, the slow roll ain't going to work any longer. You've got a couple years. That explains the Gaza atrocity. That they were told, whatever business you need to complete, you don't have another decade. You don't have five more years. You have at best a couple years, and then it's over. And I don't know what over is yet. It could very well just be the collapse of the US dollar. And if you think that's going to be a good news story, I got to say, friends, when people talk about Ponzi schemes, one way of thinking about a crooked HOA, and this connects to John Law, so it's ideal. If you really understand how mystical property relationships have been used to inflate currencies over time, it's not a new story, is my point. The story of the dollar is not a new story. It's happened so many times. And ultimately, we became a crooked HOA. And we also became a crooked investment fund. Because people would hold our treasuries believing we would pay off. I mean, Bernie Madoff has nothing on the Federal Reserve or the U.S. government when it comes to, you know, this type of behavior. So yeah, if it's just dollar collapse, people have no idea how terrible that's going to be, and it's going to be really fucking terrible. What I fear at this point is it's worse than dollar collapse. And it still could just be, you know, that we're on the edge of a period of time that is not unlike the 14th century crisis. That over the next 100 years, the level of chaos and entropy within human society will be maxed out. And once again, a lot of people are probably going to die. I would be surprised if the population at the end of the 21st century were much more than 1 billion people. The other 6-7 billion, the people that will be born between, I'm sorry, it's going to be very brutal, very rough. And that's the best case. The worst case is we're on the edge of the end times. If there's a God. And if there is no God, then yeah. For all intents and purposes, we could be on the edge of the end of the world. And I haven't even wanted to say that in the last few years because, well, I did an interview with a gentleman early in 2020, in March of 2020. I don't want to talk about the guy, but he's well known. And he's well known for talking about the possibility that we have entered functional extinction. And he's not the only one. And there are lots of folks. If you go to the Arctic News website, it's a good site to visit if you, again, you have to be skeptical of all the news. So whatever's on the Arctic News site might be true, might not be true, but I think it's a good site to visit. But if you visit their site, many of their authors will state in their articles when talking about the collapse of the Arctic system that it could very well be an extinction level event and it's over. And, you know, if you believe what you've been told, there have been extinction events throughout the history of the planet. But I still don't think that's the case, because if that were the case, then once again, I'm a fool. There is no God. If we were heading towards the complete end of the world, which is not in the Bible doesn't talk about the end of the world. It talks about changes, the end times. That's a rapid change to a new equilibrium state. But it's not that it all ends. It's just that, yeah, there's potentially some terrible stuff you're going to go through. And then there's another epic of history. So as a Christian, you should recognize that there really is no end of the world. The end and the beginning of the world is God, if you're a Christian. And is there an end to God? And the simple answer is no. It's an infinite plane of space and time. There is no end to the Lord. So even if the Bible has a first page and a last page, that doesn't mean you read it like a straight line. I've done a lot of wrestling with issues that come close to what people call whatever anti-Semitism. When I was a kid, and I would, you know, and I'm talking first or second grade, I'd go to the library and we would have these, you know, history books, but they were also, you know, they had a lot of illustrations. And the ones I really liked were the ones that, you know, had the illustrations of the Phoenicians. The Phoenician ships, their triremes, their wooden ships, with a little battering ram on the front, and how it seemed like they were always out there gallivanting and doing a Phoenician kind of thing. And listen, I know more about the Phoenicians to know that they had their own dark closets, everybody does throughout history. But the Phoenicians were one of these groups of people that were ethnically similar to the ancient Hebrews. And so when people say things like, well, you're an anti-Semite, I don't even know what that means. There are so many people in the world that genetically, ethnically, can claim to be Semites, and not all of them are Jewish. And even the ones that have mitochondrial DNA matches going back to supposedly original families, even in those cases, just having the mitochondria does not make you Jewish. It's more than just blood. It's life. Life is not just blood. You know, one of the ways you can tell evil is it's stupid. It's like all these people drinking blood. Blood's not life. It's a stolen resource. It's nourishment. It keeps our body alive. But if as a Christian you attribute life to blood itself, then you don't understand the mystery. There is life in you. There's life in me, I hope. There's life in all of us. And when our body turns to dust, that life lives on. So no, brothers and sisters, I don't think it's the end of the world. But I've been to some dark places in recent weeks. And with respect to the issue, getting back to this, of Jewish people or whatever, I think there are all kinds of people on this planet. And some of them are good and some of them are terrible. And very little of it has to do with the color of their skin, their ethnicity, if they're beautiful, if they're ugly, if they're fat, if they're skinny. Very little has to do with the superficial. There are good people in this world. There are a lot of people right now who are giant pieces of crap. And then there's a whole bigger group that just doesn't care. So for the most part, and this is kind of like ripping off Yeats at this point, the big pieces of crap are the ones that are being heard. They're the squeaky wheels. So I think these are your options. It could be we're on the edge of the end times. It could be that we're on the edge of a period that can only be called total economic collapse. And it really will have baked into the cake the collapse of the US dollar. And if you're wondering, does the United States as a nation stay together during a dollar collapse? Well, that's a giant question mark. You know, if the state of Israel were told a couple years ago, we can't keep the game going much longer, and the crypto ain't there yet, so it's going to be a massive bang-up, and there's going to be prisons. If the state of Israel was told a couple years ago that the dollar was toast, they know their situation gets a lot worse faster. So yeah, I think the Israelis consolidate. So there is Sovietological evidence, if you want it, for it just being dollar collapse and potentially worldwide economic collapse that they're trying to cover up. They're trying to manage. It's silly, it's dumb, but these are not necessarily wise people. These are sociopaths. All of them, especially the ones that quote-unquote get elected. In fact, they often end up being, by the way, Hitler was elected, they often end up being the biggest pieces of shit. So no, I don't care that your magical person got elected. It means nothing to me. I'm struggling with the question of, is the State of Israel thing just a limited hangout? Because it looks like one too. It's why I want to circle back to that JFK thing. I don't want to spend all day on this one topic, but when I think about the issue, the question mark of JFK, if in fact the State of Israel was behind it and this were released, it would be catastrophic. From a sociological standpoint, the American people would have to recognize that even though, yes, you can't blame this on Jewish people, but also Zionism is a cult. Zionism is like Jim Jones having nukes. It's not about being Hebrew. It's not about being Jewish, but it might be a cult. And I think the American people would be forced to recognize that just like North Korea, we now have a country made up of crazy people, and the country has nuclear weapons. So yeah, I don't know what happens. If that truth were released, if that were the truth and it were released, I don't know. If we find out it was the CIA, that might not be true. That could be a limited hangout. We might never know. The most likely concocted crap we're going to see, if it's concocted, which in a way, if it's concocted, it's sort of a good sign. It means we're still sort of in Boblimp Doc, sort of, for a bit longer. But the most likely concocted story would be some type of Cuba story. Oh, it was the Cubans, and we didn't want nuclear war. Or it was the mob and the Cubans, or just the mob. If we get a concocted story, it's going to be some type of Cuba mob. Oh my God, if we'd told the American people, the same American people, that Operation Northwoods, a government project idea, would have, you know, machine gunned and dropped chemical weapons on and blamed on Cuba. Yeah, your arguments don't work, Mr. Mega Man. If they come out and say it's about Cuba, you've learned a couple things. Number one, Trump is just the column of smoke, so you should be very worried. And number two, we're not there yet. So if you want to keep flipping Bitcoin and flipping houses and flipping stocks, I don't flipping care, baby. As long as there's still food at the grocery store, as long as your water still works, as long as the electricity is reasonably reliable, they're going to keep this monkey circus going. Stocks will go up. Yeah, they got to do a little pullback, just like with crypto. That's the churn. That's the meat grinder. You don't ask questions about the integral. Why do you care? Yeah, I've had some bad thoughts. Real bad thoughts. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Actually, before we get to that, I have some sacred fortunes. I must read you two fortunes. These were purchased on separate dates, and they're sacred and they're powerful fortune cookies from Tendy's Chinese restaurant in Port Angeles, Washington. Tendy's, we've got that A&W style Chinese food, if you know, you know. Damn, you're gonna get sued. I don't care. If you believe what I believe, at least I'm consistent. I don't care. It's why I have a passport. I don't have a driver's license. My passport ends up expiring next year, and just thinking about next year is a question mark. Here we go. First fortune. Oh my gosh, folks, countrymen, I just opened that fortune cookie, and you want to hear something funny? This is really funny. I just opened the fortune and asked me what was in it. Ask me what was in the fortune. That's rhetorical. Dan, what was in that fortune? Nothing. I have never had that happen to me before. I'm being honest. I have never had a fortune cookie where I open it up and there is nothing. So, wow. I feel like a fortune cookie with nothing cancels out a fortune cookie with something. So even if I get something here, some type of crap, here we go. Okay, maybe I'll be fortunate enough to have a fortune. Let's open it. Oh, there we go. There we go. It got a fortune. You will soon be the center of attention. Look for good news. Okay, so my theory that an empty fortune cookie cancels out a real one with a fortune, I hope is true, because that I don't want that. Believe it or not, this podcast thing, I enjoy doing it, and wow, would I love to have more than just a couple people listening? Sure. I used to have dreams of just paying the rent, and you know, that would require 10, maybe 20,000 listeners. I don't need a million or a billion. I would never want to compete with somebody like Joe Rogan. So I had a fantasy in my head that I would be allowed to reach a couple people. And I found out that was just bullshit. As far as being the center of attention, at this point, that's kind of a curse. In fact, you think about it this way. An empty fortune cookie is probably a bad omen. Which means your best move, and if you've watched Rick and Morty, you know, your best move is don't open the next fortune cookie. Just put it in the garbage. Where the garbage people live. They eat garbage sandwiches. They drink garbage slurry. They make garbage stew out of whiskey poo. Yeah, just toss that fortune in the garbage. And now that I've opened it, I've cursed myself. So here's something I've noticed about the fortunes from Tendy's in the last couple months. This is not scientific, this is anecdotal. But there is kind of a pattern that's becoming more and more ominous. It's like the freaking fortune cookie. It's like the two fortune cookies that gave me the same fortune. That's as bad as getting an empty one, really. I mean, this is not, you'd say there's no science to this, but there's a very superstitious, completely implausibly, you know, irrational and insane, obsessive science behind the fortune cookie. You know. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Israel is a nasty bully begging to be punched in the face. Israel walks around screaming and yelling, look at our problems, look at our pain. Would you like to see a movie about the never-ending wound? Oh, that's why we just drop bombs on a bunch of people, you know. At the Oscars next year, never fear, Spielberg and co. will put on a real show. Oh, it'll be nasty, Uncle McNasty, Uncle McRasty, yeah. A nasty-ass bully. That is, you know, I don't like North Korea, but I'll say this about North Korea, and probably it's because they're a client state of communist China, that's the truth. But at least North Korea doesn't do the things that they would do if they actually, you know, did the things they say. North Korea says crazy shit all the time. When I was stationed there, they would tell us the crazy shit that, you know, Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il, whichever Kim, I think it was Kim Il-sung, who was still alive when I was in, you know, stationed in South Korea. They'd say crazy shit, and every once in a while they'd do a couple crazy things, like fire an artillery barrage at a fishing boat or something. And yeah, they'd do other stuff too. But when you compare the silly stuff, that when you compare North Korea to Israel, you'd say what they do is basically silly. There's nothing silly about the amount of TNT Israel's dropped on Gaza. It's completely over the top absurd. It's insane. The fact that there are still buildings that have structure just tells you a little bit about steel frame buildings we don't ask questions about, right, 9/11? No, the fact that there's any buildings still standing is kind of a testament to some of the engineering, but the reality is it's an obscene number, and there is no good explanation except for they're in a hurry. You know, this is what you do when you're in a hurry. You do things like this. By the way, if you're in a hurry to kill a bunch of people, you don't build vastly overcomplicated networks of, you know, chemical industries and train schedules. You don't do any of that silly stuff. You just kill people. If you look at the mass murders on the Eastern Front during the Second World War, what was the main chief way that people were killed en masse, either by the commies or by the Nazis? Spoiler alert, it was with a bullet or starvation. Bullet or starvation. Exposure worked too during certain months of the year. The point is, there were lots of ways they killed each other en masse. None of it had to do with overly complicated Disney bullshit. Not that you'd understand what I'm saying, nor do I really enjoy wanting to say it. But yeah, Israel looks like a bully. And Israel looks like a bully that has managed to pull off a kind of psyop whereby they can do almost anything because all they have to do is wait for the next movie to come out, if you know. But bullies eventually get tackled. Bullies eventually get killed. Yeah, a bully might kill other people while you're trying to take it out, but eventually people just recognize, I'd rather just the bully be dead because you've made our lives so fucking terrible. You see, this is the thing a lot of Zionists don't get. There is a point at which people would rather just go out in a blaze of glory. And if that means Israel launches all of its nukes at people they say they don't have, I really don't give a fuck. They're pathetic. They're nasty little people. And it's got nothing to do with being Jewish. It has everything to do with hate. It has everything to do with believing a lie. Israel, as a state, as a sovereignty, going back to 1 Sam 8 when God said, don't do it, Israel's been destroyed many times. Did you know that? Many times. Yes, the ethnic people, the people, the children of Jacob, they've been scattered. They stayed alive. But the actual buildings, the state itself, the government, has been demolished several times. That's why there are these people called archaeologists who go there and try to uncover things that, well, frankly, were almost completely demolished. So when somebody tells you about the provenance of this whole thing, like, well, it's about God. No, God told them explicitly, don't do this stupid shit. They keep doing it. And what happens? They get destroyed. He told us the same thing. I hate to break it to you. We end up getting destroyed. That's a spoiler alert. When you build these massively stupid HOAs, whether they're crazy homeowners associations like North Korea or China or Israel or frankly India from what I can tell, or whether they're kind of sane sometimes, I guess America is kind of sane, they're all crooked homeowners associations, and the people involved are convinced that their poop doesn't stink, and it is broken, and it will always be broken, and by design, it is supposed to break. This is not Eden. If you're a Christian, you need to understand this real soon. This is not Eden. This is not a magical place. This isn't whimsical, okay? You don't get do-overs. This is the FAFO place, and yeah, we could be on the edge of you-know-what and who knows, right? All I gotta say is Israel is a nasty-ass bully, and if Israel as a nation is part of God's plan, and I mean as a crooked nation, that as it crookedly exists right now, then who knows? I guess we're gonna find out, right? By the way, I've made a lot of t-shirts recently that are extremely offensive. You should ask, does Dan care? And the answer is, interestingly enough, not really. So, you know, next topic. Gosh, my website gets interestingly slow sometimes. I'm just going to leave it there. So I have a link to a news article about the Tesla Cybertrucks being kind of crappy. I don't think you should read it. I will tell you this right now. Subscribing, and I mean this in the figurative sense, subscribing to these petty psyops and trauma monkeys from the right and the left right now is subscribing to a bad service. You shouldn't subscribe. Unsubscribe. Most of it is bullshit. The smartest move right now is to ignore pretty much all the news. There probably is some news relevant to your life, and that would probably be called local news. But a lot of this just seems like manipulative garbage. This looks like a manipulation story. You know, oh, look at the Tesla truck falling apart. Oh, look at Elon Musk. What's he doing next? It's like, you know, it is like a magician and his assistant. If you think of Trump as the magician and his assistant is Elon Musk, or vice versa, it kind of works both ways. The purpose of the assistant is the kind of misdirect. Elon is a perfect magical magician's assistant. He has so many misdirects, and there is so much garbage associated with him. People could spend the next 100 years, as if they had him, just deconstructing Elon Musk. And I think that's also the purpose. So anyways, don't read the stupid article. Next topic. Dan, what are you saying? I don't know. So one subject that's come up, and I've been aware of this crooked stuff. I never had to do it. I will be explicit. I took one oath when I got commissioned. It was the standard oath. The oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. It was not an oath to President Clinton. It was not a loyalty oath to the State of Israel. The oath I took in 1996 was a simple oath that well, maybe they don't have officers take these oaths any longer. That would explain a lot too. But that was the oath I took, okay? But it's come to my attention that there are these documents people have to sign. There are these pledges. There are these oaths connected to the State of Israel with respect to boycotting and other issues that can get a person fired. And listen, I don't want to talk about the issue of government workers. I hate to break it to you, Mr. and Mrs. America living disconnected on your farm. We're all in the same Death Star, and to some extent, we're all working for the same guy. If you want to live deluded, you go ahead. You go ahead. I don't care. I have met a lot of delusional people in my life, and some of the most delusional have actually been anarchists, because and that's how they end up doing things like voting for Trump or getting into Bitcoin, because they can't accept the simple possibility that their position is righteous and they still live on the Death Star. But anyways, whatever. I can't fix people. They're going to fix themselves or fail, and that's life. It is crooked to have any type of pledge or oath associated with a foreign country. It is crooked. It's traitorous. Technically speaking, from an ethical standpoint, it's absolutely it's treachery. And the fact that there are states like Texas that force people to sign these oaths or pledges is obscene. And if you're some, you know, boy, I wish people could be like Texas, dude, you got to explain this one. And it's not just Texas. It's a lot of different states that do the same thing. If you want this job, if you want to bid on this project, you have to state explicitly that you won't boycott Israeli products. Did anybody ever do that with respect to South Africa? It was the opposite. It was like more or less nobody's going to like stand up for South Africa, and everyone was okay if you wanted to boycott them. What makes this different at all? Well, one thing that makes it different is that the Israeli government has infiltrated our government. That for all intents and purposes, the base case could very well be that our government is wholly controlled by them at this point. Yeah. Next topic. Dan, that's terrible. That's terrible. That is terrible. It is. You know, it's terrible. And it's my last topic. My fortunes. It's an easy trick to eliminate mice. A woman lives in an old shed. It's an easy trick to eliminate mice. A woman lives in an old shed. Take some onions. Take some bread. Take that mice, it'll be nice, it'll be protein, it'll be keto for a woman that lives in an old shed. Did you ever think, and this is a quote from Dr. Freckles, but did you ever think Alex Jones would be the one to lead you to the camps? Now, before I continue, I'm cynical of the concept of the camps. As you well know, I believe Bo Blimp Doc started roughly in the year 2020, and I think it ends right about now. And what comes next is probably not camps or resets or any of the other monkey garbage that people are selling you. What probably comes next is chaos, and a massive amount of it, and it will be impossible to control, and that's best case, as we've already, you know, we've killed and beaten that dead horse. But if there were more time left, you could see how Alex Jones could be the Pied Piper to get your guns. I mean, you notice all this outrage about swatting? Oh, they're swatting us. They're calling in the SWAT teams. But people leave the silent part out. When I was a kid in Mount Vernon, Washington, I could put the Ruger 10/22 on my back. I could even have a banana clip in it. I could walk down the street, go to the gravel pit, go shooting. Nobody called the SWAT team because I don't think we had one. We might have, but nobody would have called anyways. The part that people like Alex Jones, who used to discuss this and for some reason is clamming up about it, the part that they leave out is that this is not the same police force. And if it's possible to so easily direct them at an enemy, that tells you more about the cops than it does tell you about the people doing the swatting. In fact, if anything, this swatting is a kind of test. It is. It's a test, you know, to see what will the police do. And if mostly what they do is barge into places, shooting up people and killing dogs, then maybe there's a deeper problem here, Alex. What do you think? Maybe there's something systemically wrong. Oh, and interestingly enough, do you know where many police departments get their advanced security training from? Where their consultants come from? Huh, let's think on this for a second. Yeah, the state of Israel. And so if you're asking yourself, what does it feel like to be treated like a Palestinian? Well, I don't know. If you believe the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin incident happened, and I think it was probably PSYOP garbage too, but let's play pretend. That's the training. That's how they treat the Palestinians. That's how they treat the folks in these territories. They treat them like garbage. They treat them literally the way a Nazi would have treated any type of garbage in a concentration camp during World War II. They behave that way. They train our cops to behave that way. Alex Jones told us about the camps and the plastic coffins and all this bullshit 10, 12, 15 years ago and longer. And what if the real truth is, going back a few decades, he was always bullshit. He was always a sheepdog. His purpose was always to be a Pied Piper. And if Alex Jones and Papa Blump and it probably won't be Blump, because Blump will be taken out, and this will be one of the pretexts for doing what I'm about to talk about. But if the newly, whatever, minted president, J.D. Trance, and Vice President Tulsi, and Alex Jones tell you to give up your guns in about 4 months, assuming that's the timeline, and I gotta say, believe it or not, that's a more optimistic timeline than mine, yeah, I think a lot of you will. No, my listeners probably won't. So let me say, a lot of the freaks out there who don't even know I exist probably will. They'll hand the guns over to J.D. Trance and Alex Jones and Pop, and in the memory of Papa Blump. In fact, they'll build a statue to Papa Blump made of all the guns you turn in. That's how retarded Mega looks. That's how retarded Q looks. If I wanted to believe this nonsense, my body forces me to vomit it back up again. I can't consume it. I can't. I wish I could. And it was true years ago. It was, frankly, it was true before Trump even ran for president. So when people talk about TDS, they're talking about somebody else, probably themselves, since they project onto him Savior or Hitler. And to me, he's just smoke. So I don't think there's time for camps or collecting guns. There's only time left to spread fear and confusion, which is what they're doing. The Doge thing, the $5,000 check, the massive tax cuts, the giving up all the national forests to corporations, it's all a big smokescreen. And worst case scenario, in a few weeks, maybe a month or so, you're all going to realize it. And by the time you realize it, by the time you understand that some of the news you should have been reading was happening right above your heads, every frickin' day, if you put down your ironically named glowing rectangle and just looked up, yeah, there's your news, shithead. Anywho, it is Tuesday. It is March the 18th, day after St. Paddy's Day. Probably I pissed off a lot of Irish people. Huh, I'm a little Irish too. So I guess I'm kind of pissed off at myself, maybe. But it is Tuesday. It is March the 18th. It is 2025. And in my heart of hearts, because of the people I love, I kind of hope some of this stuff is true. I do. I definitely hope I'm wrong. I do. In a few weeks, maybe a month or two, I will know for certain, probably at least within a year, I will know with certainty that I was wrong. And frankly, it's going to be a rough year for me. But I'm going to accept it either way because I'd rather be wrong. I just don't see how I am. I look at Papa Blump and it's just the weirdest thing. All I see is smoke. A lot of us are not the same. Have a great rest of your day.